On Mondays, we read from your emails, and last week after our program on home heating, many listeners had questions and suggestions about how to cut costs this winter. Beverly Goodman of Smart Money Magazine joins us now by phone, and nice of you to join us today.
Thanks, Neil.
Cameron Perry of Phoenix, Arizona, wrote to say that in her part of the country, straw bale homes are very energy efficient, and construction costs, she wrote, are half that of a conventional house. So first of all, what is a straw bale house, and is this a good option?
It is a good option, and it's interesting that that letter comes from Arizona because they're particularly popular out in the Southwest and Midwest. Basically, what a straw bale home is, it takes the straw, which is left over from harvested wheat, oats, barley, that sort of thing, mixes it with plaster, sometimes there's a stucco exterior, and it's incredibly energy efficient, and it appeals to a lot of environmentalists because it essentially takes what is waste product and makes it useful.
Any downside at all?
Not really. Practically speaking, it can be tough to find people to do it if you're not inclined to do it yourself, but it's very low cost. By some measures, it's actually one quarter of the cost of a comparable insulated wall with conventional materials. And, you know, it's incredibly highly energy efficient. It's not flammable, which is a concern that some people might have.
Well, our next email comes from Ellen Sandbeck in a considerably colder part of the country, Duluth, Minnesota. She used insulating paint on her house and said it made a big difference.
Well, that's great. But to be honest, a lot of companies have been inflating the claims of how effective they're insulated, or which is sometimes called ceramic paint. And the FTC has been cracking down on that quite a bit. It's not that it can't work. It's just not always quite as efficient as some consumers are led to believe.
Nikki in Contra Costa County, California, suggested a tankless instant hot water heater. She says keeping a giant tank of water hot all day is enormously inefficient, and she argues this is a better system.
Well, she's right. Keeping a tankless, sometimes called an instant or an on-demand hot water heater, is far more efficient, but it does cost quite a bit more. It can cost $600, even up to $1,000, whereas a 40-gallon tank would cost, you know, some $200. But the energy savings can be up to $400 in 1 year. So, you know, if you can front the costs initially, you'll recoup it in just a year. They also last about 5 years longer than a typical tank.
Beverly Goodman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Beverly Goodman is a staff writer with Smart Money magazine, and she spoke to us by phone from her office in New York. Our interview last week with entertainer extraordinaire Steve Martin inspired a lot of response, and perhaps the most inspired came from a Mr. S.L. Martin of Elk Point, South Dakota, who did not have time to call in. On behalf of the country's many Steve Martins without personalities, he wrote, I would have confronted Mr. Martin about the burden he has put on all of us. For the last 27 years, I could not buy a pair of socks at a Sears store without the clerk checking my credit card and responding, well, excuse me. There are many Steve Martins, too numerous to mention, who have grudgingly saluted Mr. Martin's strategy to launch his career by spoofing buffoons, but who have paid the price by having their own career aspirations truncated. As one of my fellow Steve Martins, climbing the legal ladder as a district attorney many years ago, remarked to me, I use my middle name an awful lot now. Call me Charlie. I can't approach the jury anymore without a public defender loudly whispering, Happy Feet, to the foreman. S.L. Martin went on to suggest that the proceeds from Steve Martin's latest novel, The Pleasure of My Company, could be used to establish a Steve Martin relief fund for poor unfortunates caught in his wake. During that show, many of you noted Steve Martin's skill with the banjo, and he mentioned his Grammy-winning performance with Earl Scruggs. We did not have time to play that performance last week, but here for you now is Earl Scruggs and Steve Martin performing Foggy Mountain Breakdown from the album Earl Scruggs and Friends. Which was which? Can't tell them apart. If you have questions or comments, you can email them to totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setsuko Sato, Megan Moline, Becky Vlamis, Kara Arsenault, and Megan Williams. Brendan Banaszak directs the program. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. The interns are Susanna George and Tanya Luma. Kevin Wade is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Tom Carpenter, and Mitch Eaton. Marcus Rosenbaum edits the program. The executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Sue Goodwin. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.